Tom, I've actually lost track of it. I think it was this morning. Maybe he echoed it yesterday after the game as well, but basically talked about, you know, in the course of yesterday's game, what was most disappointing to him wasn't necessarily whether it was a good stop by the defense or just not specific to one thing, other than when you're, I think he called them self-inflicted errors. As a coach, as you know, as the coordinator, is that, to you, the most frustrating thing as well?
Well, when you don't, you know, when you don't play as well as you can, there's certainly a number of factors that go into that. And I think that any time that, you know, we make a mental error on a play or create an issue for ourselves by, you know, either missing a communication or, you know, failing to adjust to something that the defense does to us, you know, you can cause yourself a lot of issues and really hurt your ability to get into a rhythm, which I think is really what happened yesterday with us. You know, certainly never really got into the into the game where we felt like, you know, we were going to string together a bunch of drives in a row, and you know, and plenty of that, you know, we didn't help ourselves with, and certainly Jacksonville needs to get some credit for the way they played us. They played extremely hard. They played physical. They did a good job with some things in their scheme, and they deserve a lot of credit for disrupting our rhythm or the rhythm that we didn't get into.
Jeff, Bill was kind of talking about how although a lot can change, obviously, next Sunday, that you guys kind of have your eyes, or maybe the coaching staff does, this week onto two potential opponents if you do play in the wild card round. Obviously, it's either Indianapolis or Cincinnati. I was wondering if, from your perspective, if the fact that you are playing a repeat opponent this week maybe buys you a little bit of extra time to do some of that, I guess we'll call it advanced scouting work, or if you just have to squeeze it in within the course of a regular work week and also a holiday week as well.
I think that, you know, this time of year, if you're fortunate enough to have the opportunity to be in the postseason, I think it just kind of comes with the territory in terms of having to do a little extra on your own, whether that be the weekend of the game, maybe late at night each night of the week, trying to get a little bit ahead. but there's no, I don't think there's any less preparation because this is the second time around against a division opponent. You know, this team is a team that they're obviously a really good defensive team. They got, you know, they got a lot of talented players at all three levels of their defense. You know, we certainly, you know, had our hands full in the first game with them, and it was a nip and tuck game there most of the way, and they created some issues for us. And so, you know, my whole focus and our whole focus this week is going to be on trying to get our team and our offense to play as well as we can against Miami. And, you know, if there's time to find some extra time, you know, at some point later in the week to try to squeeze in a little bit of work on somebody else, then that's great. But I know I'm going to spend my time trying to get our team ready to go and play against Miami and see if we can, you know, put together a good performance. It's always a challenge to play a division opponent the second time this close to one another because you just, you know, you did so many things you wanted to do in the first game, and now, you know, you have that dilemma. Do we change a lot? Do we keep it much the same? And then they're going to go through the same things too. So they have our complete total focus this week.
With a guy like Steven, who obviously last year, you know, ball security was something that maybe prevented him from being more active role on the offense in the playoffs. You know, this year, last 2 weeks, put the ball on the ground, and all of a sudden, on the outside, we're asking the question of how do you approach it with him leading into week 16. You know, from your mind, what's the process that goes into there? It would seem like, you know, it might vary from player to player. It's not as simple as, you know, one fumble equates to, you know, moving down on the depth chart, or one fumble equates to somebody else getting the start. I mean, what goes into the decision to continue to ride it out with a guy who, in the past couple of weeks, has put the ball on the ground?
I think you have to look at it kind of in totality. And if Steven's carried the ball a lot of times for us this year and done a lot of good things for us and really helped our offense move the football and score points. And, you know, I think that, you know, when you look at issues, whether it be ball security or pass protection or, you know, the ability to run the ball outside or whatever the issue may be, there's always a reason. And as a coach, I think your goal is to try to give the player enough resources and enough instruction that he might be able to effectively improve that situation, that issue, if it exists. And I think that's really our mindset is with anybody. Look, if there's a problem, what can we do to help it? Because we believe in all our players, and they've certainly all been productive for us in one way or another, some more than others, but everybody has a role that's important on the team. So I think as a coach, you know, your goal and your job is really to find a way to improve an area of weakness or something that, you know, has the ability to get better. And, you know, those decisions in terms of overall play time and those kind of things, you know, Bill will usually, you know, make those decisions. And our goal as a coaching staff is to try to fix any issues that exist and try to make our players better by giving them an opportunity to fix something.
As Phil mentioned before, if you guys are going to be playing in Wild Card Weekend, you know you're going to be facing either the Colts or the Bengals. You play the Colts once already this year, haven't faced the Bengals. I'm just wondering, is there any advantage to preparing for a team when it comes to the playoffs that you haven't already faced that season?
You know, that's a tough one. You know, like I said, our focus is going to be on the Dolphins this week, and then whoever we end up playing, I think, you know, you just got to have a good week of preparation at that time and go forward with your process and play the best game you can. I'm sure there's probably data that supports either one. I think what matters is that we finish out the season the right way and then try to prepare and have a great week. You know, have a great week, you know, of preparation, whomever we play. So I think our focus is going to be on the Dolphins, and whatever we end up, you know, doing in the playoffs or what have you, then we'll find out after Sunday.